One of the co-owners of the Willis Tower is John Houston. He says there's plenty for people to learn from the tower's green rehab plans. To start, we're at the base of the tower, and we're craning our necks up.
We're facing north. We're looking at 110 floors, so that's 16,000 windows in total.
Houston says those windows are the old single-paned kind, common in 1974, back when the Willis Tower was finished. In the summer, the windows let heat in, and during the winter, they let heat escape. And that black metal you see in photos, it does the same thing.
The building is clad in aluminum. When you go outside or when you go skiing, you certainly wouldn't wear an aluminum ski jacket.
You'd freeze.
Exactly.
So Houston says the first thing they're going to do at the Willis Tower is what he calls tighten the building's envelope. It means insulating the building from those outer walls and replacing the windows, all 16,000 of them.
It's an incredible job. That's what we have to change in order to conserve the 80% of energy that we anticipate doing.
Houston says energy consultants pretty much give homeowners the same energy advice. He says the nice thing is, once you do that, it's easier to figure out what's next.
Watch your step,
okay,
and also watch your head.
Houston takes me into the guts of the Willis Tower. This is where it's heated and cooled. He says since the building is going to waste less energy, he won't need such powerful equipment, and a lot of what's in here is going to disappear or shrink.
What is this?
This is an electric boiler. This provides hot water to heat the building. Each one of these consumes enough electricity to heat and light a town of 6,000 people. We have 8 of these throughout the building. And it's not just the boilers. Over in this section behind us, you have all the pumps that move the hot water around the building in order to heat the building. You're also pumping, 50% less water. Each one of those pumps is hooked to an electric motor, and 50% of them can be eliminated.
Houston says the takeaway here is that once a building requires less energy to heat and cool, the other savings can kind of cascade from that. But there is another lesson homeowners can learn from the Willis Tower's green rehab. The architecture firm that planned this project is called Smith and Gill. Gordon Gill tells me their work was made easier by the fact that the Willis Tower owners keep records of their power use.
Well, when you're designing something new, for example, you're predicting the performance of something. Here, you can actually test it because you have last year's record of how much energy was spent, how much energy was used. You know where you stand exactly. And so now you can actually do mock-ups or do tests and things like that.
Gill says that's a good reason for homeowners to keep their power and heating bills, too. He says if you're confident in your actual costs and likely savings, you're more likely to follow through with your rehab project.
And it's important because I think you're avoiding the obsolescence of these buildings. And I think that's true from everything from projects like Willis to, you know, people's houses.
For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.